newest addition to the Indianapolis Colts, perhaps the biggest and the most important addition as well, defensive tackle Jonathan Hankins. Jonathan, welcome to Indianapolis.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
What has this past month been like for you? Usually there's not your type of talent on the open market a month into free agency, so what has this past month been like?
I'm not going to say it's been easy, but, you know, with the strength of my family, my girlfriend, and, you know, the man above, you know, I was able to keep my composure. You know, with my agent, Kevin Poston, you know, he had a plan that was in place, and, you know, we just stuck to it and took it day by day.
I was out at the league meetings a couple weeks ago, and the Giants made it clear that they wanted you back. So ultimately, what kind of sold you on Indianapolis and this fit here?
Just the things y'all were doing here, you know, the people y'all was putting in place. Obviously, I have a great team, you know, great quarterback, and just the opportunity to start something new and, you know, show that I can come in and help a team. So it wasn't too much. It was a little bit of a tough decision, but, you know, it was good for me and my family.
You happy to be back in the Midwest? I know you grew up in Michigan. You went to Ohio State.
Yeah, so I'm not going too far from home, so it's good.
When your talks with the Colts, Chuck Pagano, Ted Monachino, how did they describe the fit for you in this 3-4 defense?
Just that they need a big guy that, you know, that can stop the run, that can get pressure on the quarterback. And, you know, I think I bring leadership to the team and great character. So, you know, all the things they was looking for, I think they saw in me, and it was a good fit.
In your early talks with them, is the role here similar to what you did in New York, a little bit different? How does it compare?
It's probably be a little bit more different. I'd probably be a little bit more vocal. You know, they're going to demand more, which, you know, I accept that. But just go out there and compete and give them my all.
What do you love about being in the middle of a 3-4 defense? Because it's not the most glamorous position. You aren't, you know, getting sacks and a bunch of tackles.
Yeah.
What do you like about being in the middle?
I just like being in the trenches. You know, I've been in there so long, it became normal. But, you know, being in the 3-4 is going to take a lot to get used to it. But, you know, I've been playing ball all my life, so I'm sure it's going to come along pretty well.
And for fans that maybe haven't seen you play, how would you describe your playing style?
Well, I'm a passionate guy when I'm out there on the field. Off the field, I'm a chill, laid-back type of guy, as you can see. But, you know, when I'm out there, I'm giving 110%, trying to do the best to get a win and, you know, play with my brother. So I think we got a good group of guys here that could do some great things.
I know you've been playing in the NFC. Your impressions of the Colts from afar?
They always been pretty good. You know, Peyton Manning was here, won Super Bowl. So the legacy is here. I just got to continue to build on that and hopefully bring a ring to the Colts.
You have some familiarity with this roster, right? A couple guys from college, Jack Muhor, John Simon. I know Jack was chirping a little bit on Twitter yesterday.
We had a lot of battles in college. You know, sometimes it gets physical, but it's all love. It's all passion for the game, and it's good to be playing alongside John Simon again. So, you know, it's a big reunion, I guess.
So Big Time Hank, is that the Twitter name?
Yeah, it's Big Time Hank, yep. So
everybody follow Big Time Hank
out there.
You
can follow me, Big Time Hank, you know, get my followers up. But you can call me Hank, whatever, you know, just, you know, good guy.
Well, key piece to the Colts puzzle for 2017 and beyond, Big Time Hank on Twitter, and a big addition to the Indianapolis Colts. Mm-hmm.